Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's a bit of rapid-fire radio on the political side, and we're going to start with something that I found ridiculous. We all know what's going on with Jeffrey Epstein, and going back to our conversation last hour with Andy Mannix, podcast that. Mannix is just a brilliant reporter, and his look at this church in northern Minnesota, and... an individual who's allowed to abuse child after child after child, looking away, this awful hug. It is well worth your time to listen to the interview, podcast, at Chad Hartman Show, and read the story in the Star Tribune. But, so Epstein is out there. And Epstein is gross and as bad as it gets. And so we've had this whole saga, as we all know, about Democratic hoax. Clearly, Trump and Epstein at one point were friends. Did Trump really kick him out of Mar-a-Lago? Why is he pushing back so much? He only backpedaled, really, I believe, because he knew about 200 Republicans in the House were going to vote against him. So now he's acting like he's for the release. But then because of the investigation, how much of the release will come out? So sharks are in the water, right? Republicans are acting like, oh, we are for transparency the whole time. How laughable is that? Dave, Republicans were for transparency once Dear Leader told them it was okay. Correct?
And that, we don't know exactly what that transparency will be yet.
Yes. Democrats, whenever Bill Clinton's name comes up, who also was good pals with Jeffrey Epstein, on the phone, whatever. Let's get all the information out. Let's emphasize again, victim after victim after victim. And let's get the info out. So Representative Jasmine Crockett is someone who can be loved by the far left and can be hated by the far right, including by Donald Trump. So she's on the House floor yesterday talking about Jeffrey Epstein. She's going to cite some names, and then we'll just transition right away to about a minute and a half of her back and forth with Caitlin Collins, where Caitlin Collins makes an enormous point that the representative will not acknowledge at all, and she deserves criticism for it.
Who also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, as I had my team dig in very quickly. Mitt Romney, the NRCC, Lee Zeldin, George Bush, Win Red, McCain Palin, Rick Lazio.
You mentioned Lee Zeldin there. He's now a cabinet secretary. He
again,
responded
this is Caitlin Collins interviewing Crockett
who's a
later in the day.
That doesn't have any relation to the convicted sex trafficker. Unfortunate for that doctor, but that is who donated to a prior campaign of his. Do you want to correct the record on the people that
listen,
you
listen, I never said that it was that Jeffrey Epstein. Just so that people understand, when you make a donation, your picture is not there. And because they decided to spring this on us in real time, I wanted the Republicans to think about what could potentially happen, because I knew that they didn't even try to go through the FEC. So my team, what they did is they Googled. And that is specifically why I said a Jeffrey Epstein. Unlike Republicans, I at least don't go out and just tell lies. because it was not the same one, that's fine. But when Lee Zeldin had something to say, all he had to say was it was a Jeffrey Epstein. He admitted that he did receive donations from a Jeffrey Epstein, so at least I wasn't trying to mislead people. Now, have I dug in to find out who this doctor is? I have not. So I will trust and take what he says, is that it wasn't that Jeffrey Epstein, but I was not attempting to mislead anybody. I literally had maybe 20 minutes before I had to do that debate.
Yeah, but people might see that and say, well, you're trying to make it sound like he took money from
a
registered sex offender.
No, but I literally did not know. When you search FEC files, and that's what I had my team to do, I texted them and I said, listen, we're going up. They are saying that she took donations.
Right, but someone might say, well,
okay,
your team should
we'll
have done
jump in. Work to make sure. The great Joe Suchere is talking somewhere. B as in B, S as in S. Honestly. I didn't have any time. Well, then don't go on the floor of Congress and start. Oh, here's how I can justify. Jeffrey Epstein.
Someone named Jeffrey Epstein. That's all she said, Chad.
So she includes Romney, Lee Zeldin, McCain Palin.
Bush, yeah. Keep
yeah.
going.
And it turns out it's a doctor, Jeffrey Epstein.
Or maybe some other random
Another.
Jeffrey Epstein.
By the way, a name you really don't want the last
tough
20
name.
Years.
Real tough name, yeah.
And she's trying to convince Caitlin Collins and anybody watching that she has nothing to apologize. They had a short amount of time, and they had to go with it. Laughable. Absolutely. Lee Zeldin quickly pointed out it was Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, and she's trying to justify it somehow. It would take about 2 or 3 minutes to look that up through all the files, and I'm sure the representative has a staff that's not small. It's not like it's you got the dial-up computer in 1987 and you're on your own.
They didn't come with a picture, Chad. How else could you do it?
Can anybody defend that? She can't even defend it. She should just step up. And this is, again, a problem where no politician, no matter what, will admit they were wrong.
Zero of them would.
Zero.
Zero.
She looked way worse by not admitting she was wrong when she convinced no one of that explanation. Well, I just want to point out it's Jeffrey Epstein. She thinks that buttresses her argument? She thinks she's in a better position? You, and maybe it wasn't even her, but she's the face of it, so she has to accept the credit and blame. The staff bleeped up. She bleeped up. When you're confronted with the information later, try a novel concept. I still don't agree with how Donald Trump handled this, but guess what? I have to own up. Because we thought it was Jeffrey Epstein. So, going forward, Senator, Congressman, any of us in the talk radio business, if somehow somebody is associated with something and it's negative involving fill in the blank, this name, if we find out they're associated with another person who has the same name, we could just put that out there?
Yes, that's right. Just if you say A or somebody named, then it's fine. I don't know how you get this information. You know, you have your 20 minutes to do all your Googling, as she said. I don't know how you put this out there and not expect all the names you mentioned, Zeldin, Romney, the Bushes, you know, everyone
McCain
involved.
McCain, Palin. Yes. I mean, these are big, huge names.
Yes, everyone involved with those campaigns, not to say, you know, I'm going to look into that.
Yeah.
And when I find out that it wasn't the Jeffrey Epstein, I will let you know and make it very publicly that you have.
And by the way, that's not the bar. The bar is for the representative to definitively determine that it's the evil pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, not some doctor who at least gave Zeldin the money. I don't know about the other folks. She now doesn't know. I just wanted to point out it was Jeffrey Epstein. Some of the criticism at her has been way over the top, but she owns every drip of this. And I haven't seen anything, but hey, show a little ounce of credibility and come out today and say, in hindsight, we're going to own this one. We screwed up. The problem is, if you do that now, it's thrown at you over and over and over again. It's still better than this scenario. Because this is going to be, by opponents, tied to her for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. Let me play some stuff. Now, like we see in our politics now, those who support her will dismiss it quickly.
That's right.
Because we're
They'll accept what she said.
Because we're about to get to Donald Trump, and I'll even read a text today where they are dismissing what Trump had to say. Because the point we make, geez, I don't know, hundreds of times a year, you vote for who you want to. You can justify it. You don't have to justify it. You put in a lot of research. You put in a little bit of research. That doesn't mean that once they assume their elected position, that you can't criticize them. You may still, in the end, believe they are the best candidate, or you may feel like, next election, I'm not voting for him, or you may even believe I made a mistake. But too many people now will try to rationalize, no matter what someone says, I'm with them. When you know, off the record, they're not. Because you think fellow Democrats who get along with her and like her and believe her really think that was a good moment for her and their party? Hell no, they
don't. No, they can't. It was completely irresponsible.
It was 100% irresponsible. Donald Trump and the defense of him, including the texts we get all the time, oh, he's just kidding. Apparently, only his supporters get to decide when he's kidding, including when we're talking about hanging members of Congress.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Joan was quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home.
Now to our fearless leader. So a video is shared by Senator Slotkin from Michigan. Features herself, Senator Mark Kelly, four members of Congress, including Jason Crow, who are veterans of the military and the intelligence community. And part of what Slotkin says first, we want to speak directly to members of the military and the intelligence community. The American people need to stand up for our laws, our Constitution. Don't give up the ship. They continue to say this. Right now, threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad, but right here at home. Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders. You can refuse illegal orders. You can refuse illegal orders. They all assert, don't give up the ship. Now, that is a very difficult responsibility, Dave, right? Now, when you are a member of the military, our intelligence community, our government, your number one responsibility is to follow the law and adhere to the Constitution, correct?
Yes, and pay, you know, follow the orders of your commanding officers.
That's it. Okay.
Up to the commander in chief.
Exactly.
That's part of the oath.
That's part of the oath, right? And it's not very easy to look at your commanding officer or the commander in chief and to say, no, I'm not going to do that.
Of course not. A lot of times it might not be clear what's lawful.
Right. That is an excellent point, because we've had ruling after ruling, and most of the time, if the ruling goes against the president, he dismisses it.
Mm-hmm.
At a stunning level. That part of the story probably isn't discussed enough. But yes, we can all sit here and say, follow the law, believe in the Constitution, stand up to your commanding officer, stand up to the commander in chief. That's your job, right? Do you have, I mean, what is that going to do to the rest of your life? And I hope you're in a position where you can. And I would hope, I don't know, novelly, that we would have a president who wouldn't put you in that position like this guy does on a regular basis.
Good idea. You'd like to have that in the commander-in-chief?
So he shared an article about the video as opposed to his own thoughts on the matter. Shockingly, on Truth Social. It's called Seditious Behavior at the Highest Level. Each one of these traitors to our country should be arrested and put on trial. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. We don't have a country anymore. An example must be set. President DJT. Okay. He wasn't done there, because he would then offer up 16 Truth Social posts from others on it where he's, I don't know, what do they call that? Retruthing over there? I don't know. Including one that advocated for the hanging of these six Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
The president of the United States saying this. And among the text I received earlier is a text I get all the time. Oh, he hooked you again. You fell for it. You took his bait. So I guess I need to get, you know, like the president has a daily briefing. We all need to get the daily briefing about the president, when we should take his words serious and when we shouldn't. And as I pointed out to this texter, because it was clear they're a supporter of the president, which is fine. I'm sure you would feel the same way if Barack Obama and Joe Biden were just casually, according to this person, joking about hanging six Republicans.
Noted jokesters, all of them.
Oh, yeah. Right? We like comedy. We like uncomfortable comedy. We like bawdy comedy. I don't think it's funny when you're trying to convince me it's funny and he's just playing along and he's trolling about hanging six elected officials who served the military and our intelligence committee, unlike Commander-in-Chief Bonespurs. This is classic him.
Yeah.
But,
and it's classic defense of him, too.
It's classic defense.
It's he's joking. It's, oh, well, that was just locker room talk. Well, he didn't really mean that. Come on, he's being sarcastic.
But here's where it's not classic him. We can't just look at this every day when the president of the United States, over and over and over and over again, 16 times.
That's a lot of times.
Suggests that six members of Congress should be hung. And it's just Trump. We can't hold him accountable ever. Ever. Again, as I said with Crockett, who showed no responsibility, no accountability, and just made herself look worse and worse by the moment by tossing out a different Jeffrey Epstein and tying other public figures to her. And instead of just saying, we screwed up, or in particular, I screwed up, she wouldn't do it. And now what we have is a man who tens of millions of people voted for. Tens of millions of people believe he's a great president. Tens of millions of people support him. But you can't call this out. And then if someone, by the way, whose job is to follow local and national, serious and silly, oh, you shouldn't be talking about this anymore. It's not a big deal. Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, if Barack Obama, oh, let me get it right here. Barack Hussein Obama.
Thank you.
Hold on, let me try one more time. Barack Hussein Obama, first black president.
Where was he born?
Of course. No birth certificate. No, we have no idea. You know, and by the way, he doesn't. He's a Muslim. Oh, that's right. He attends church, and he put up a Jeremiah Wright way too long, which is only valid criticism in that area they had because Wright said some insulting, inflammatory comments. I'm sure that would have been found as just humorous and trolling if Obama offered that up, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's amazing that it's just another day what he's calling seditious behavior. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Traitor Greene.
Who followed him through fire and now differed with him on like one issue out of 10,000 that the survivor should be protected. And right away, what was she called?
Marjorie Traitor Greene.
If you don't agree with them 100%, he has no use for you. And there are no repercussions because a stunning amount of his supporters will think it's funny, it's no big deal, or the people in Congress, you know what they'll do? Fake phone call, didn't see it, have a meeting, but it's just another day. With the president of the United States. It's unbelievable. And by the way, we got a long way to go with the guy. I mean, it's been 1 year since he was elected. We're not even to 1 year in office. Buckle up, everybody. Jason, next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.